pretty money, get them out the buzzing. Cash money, get money, I've been flipping that, my swag, they be ripping that. But I'm Tony Montana, yeah, I'm rich in that. Drugs better come at you, won't beat me down. Hey,
she ain't working, go!
Reaffirm Zambia's commitment to strengthening bilateral partnerships with the UK. Government denies plans to reintroduce Bill 7 in special National Assembly sitting. Six countries encourage peaceful dialogue in Madagascar crisis in international news. And in sports news, Livingstone gearing up for thrilling water sport.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji. President Hage Ndayishimiye has disclosed that Zambia remains committed to strengthening bilateral partnerships with countries like the United Kingdom to secure initiatives and financing that will support development of projects and create real opportunities for the people. The head of state underscored that these partnerships are critical for advancing sustainable growth, jobs and prosperity in Zambia. President Hichilema said this when he paid a courtesy call on His Majesty King Charles III at Dumfries House, the private royal residence in Glasgow, Scotland. He disclosed that the discussions with King Charles III focused on areas of mutual interest between Zambia and the United Kingdom, including sustainable natural resource management. Government has dismissed claims that it had plans to secretly reintroduce Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 during today's Special National Assembly sitting. Ms. Amwita has reiterated that there is no known intention by government to reintroduce Bill 7 and that the nation will be informed when such a decision is arrived at. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa clarified that Cabinet has not met to review the deferred bill, stressing that any such decision would first go through Cabinet before being made public. He explained that the constitutional amendment processes are open and consultative, making it impossible for Bill 7 to be reintroduced in secrecy. Ms. Amwita further raised concerns over a circulating letter attributed to the Zambia Council of Catholic Bishops, ZCCB, which suggests that Bill is being brought back covertly.
Cabinet has not sought to review the position of the deferred Bill 7. And if Bill 7 is to be brought back to Parliament in terms of if they are brought back to committee and for further process, bills of Parliament are public in nature and therefore cannot be brought to the floor of the House secretly or without the whole House knowing we are further concerned that some of these sentiments are being expressed publicly and in writing by institutions such as the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops.
Bill 7, which was deferred during a previous session of Parliament, contains proposed constitutional amendments that have sparked wide public debate. The government maintains that any revival of the bill would require a broad consultation. The Community Action Against Corruption, CAC, has described the current fight against corruption as dysfunctional and inferior to that of the late President Levy Patrick Mwanaasa. In a statement, CAC Executive Director Brighton Temple said it was an act of self-deception and wishful thinking to rate that the present anti-corruption campaign above that of late President Mwanaasa, whose approach it described as a blueprint for a genuine and non-selective corruption fight. Mr. Tembo said the Mwanaasa administration led a comprehensive corruption crusade that instilled fear among government officials, ministers and civil servants, resulting in no senior government official facing corruption charges during or after his tenure. He noted that while the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, and its allies were making efforts to justify the current fight against corruption, their campaign had failed to convince the Zambian people. He added that convicting a few selected individuals from the previous regime while ignoring recent Financial Intelligence Center, FIC reports, was evidence of selective justice. Mr. Tembo emphasized that the Patriotic Front was a corrupt entity, but warned that focusing solely on PF's corruption while allowing similar practices in the current regime amounted to a hypocrisy and self-deception.
You know, it is an act of self-deception and wishful thinking to rate the current corruption fight above the corruption fight which was waged by former President Lev Patrick Mwanaasa. You know, Lev Patrick Mwanaasa waged a comprehensive corruption fight which sent shivers in his own cabinet ministers, top civil servants, and Zambians in general, because that corruption fight was genuine and it was non-selective. So, you know, you cannot rate the current corruption fight above that of Lev Patrick Mwanaasa.
Anti-Corruption Commission ACC Director General Daphne Chabu has highlighted some ongoing concerns raised by oversight institutions, including the Auditor General's Office. Speaking during the Anti-Corruption Commission Private Sector Symposium held in Lusaka today, Mr. Chabu cited poor quality work, unnecessarily complicated projects, inflated costs, and abandoned sites as some of the concerning matters being raised by the oversight institutions. Mr. Chabu said the symposium aims to protect businesses from corruption risks while safeguarding public interest. And government through infrastructure, housing and urban development, Professor Albert Malama, permanent secretary of the ministry, announced significant reduction in the cost of road constructing, stating that 1 kilometer of road has reduced from $1.5 million to approximately $600,000. The BS stated that the contractors are now provided with a pricing guideline and any deviation from the stated cost must be fully justified, adding that the move is part of the new donor administration's broader efforts to eliminate inflated costs, project delays, and the misuse of public resources in the construction sector. In international news, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Thursday that Israel needed to immediately release South African activists detained by Israel armed forces after the interception of the global Sumud flotilla overnight. Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip continues on land and at sea. According to latest reports, the global Sumud flotilla aiming to deliver humanitarian aid to the Palestinian population, which was intercepted by the Israel Navy overnight on Wednesday. Almost all of the 40 boats carrying activists from around the world and eight were reportedly stopped and escorted to the port of Ashdod, where they were detained. In the port, Israel reportedly carried out immigration proceedings without the activist's lawyer present. The Adala Legal Center, which has been working with the flotilla, said on Thursday afternoon that it had eventually been granted access to the port to carry out consultations with the volunteers. Among the detained activists are at least three South African nationals, including Nelson Mandela's